what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to your weekly poetry addiction. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. Slippery baseball.
Yeah.
So, I'm your overtly humble poet, J. Todd Underhill. On my left-hand side is my co-host, partner in crime. His name, Michael Amade, as usual.
As usual. It doesn't change that often. You know...
Except when you're General Zod, but we're not going to go into that.
That's just a flip of the mentality. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what is your obsession with this slippery baseball game you've been playing a lot? JT?
I like the way it goes kaplunk.
Well, it occurs to me that it's a slightly costly game and a little strange when we just cover a baseball in Vaseline and you try to hold on to it. That's a really weird game, dude.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna teach you chess.
Ask any of the Baltimore Orioles pitchers. They'll know.
They will know. So I think this next week I'm going to teach you chess, but we're going to cover the chess pieces with KY Jelly. We'll see what happens.
Awesome.
Nice. All right. So that other voice you're hearing is our technical producer, Bordop, and haiku master extraordinaire. He is known as the Half Squadge.
Hello.
Hello. How are you this week?
I'm all right. Brain's a little tired, but that's because of the new position I'm in at work.
So. I'm not even touching that one. Thank you for trying to bait me into trouble.
No problem.
All right. So we got some rules around here. In fact, we've got some new rules. So let's get to them. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. If you have a good flow, we aren't going to stop you.
But we have something special.
But we have... heard the word of our listeners. We want to keep you on hold as little as possible, so we've shortened our segments to 5 callers. We do not want repeat callers for the first 2 segments. After that, we can have repeat callers.
Yeah, we're gonna kind of self-regulate, because really what this is there's people who've been on, and anybody who's called into this show knows, you've been on hold for 45 minutes, you know, like that.
An hour.
Hold sucks. We all know that. Everybody knows hold sucks. So what we're trying to do is we're going to do a quicker call-in segment, get 5 callers, do the segment, then do another quick call-in segment, another 5 callers, and we'll just keep doing it. And that way we want to be able to have people be able to read the same amount of poetry, you know, and everything. It's just going to be done faster.
Yeah.
And we'll have more control. So we're going to try that this week and see if it works.
Welcome, Reese fans, to World Poetry Open Mic.
The speedy edition.
We do have sponsors we need to let you know about. Good Morning Snore Solution. You saw them on the way in. If you have problems with snoring or... per chance, a loved one. Get them the Good Morning Snore Solution appliance. They can wear it while they're sleeping, and it will reduce the amount of snoring that they do. You're also going to want to check out naturebox.com. Healthy snacks for a healthy lifestyle, for a long life of writing. Don't let your taste buds get bored again.
Don't let your taste buds get bored again.
Well, that's...
By the way, just as a quick... I'm just going to throw this out from a side note before you go to the next sponsor. We're getting some words from the chat room here that you are adorable, JT.
Aw, well, thanks.
You're the heartthrob of the show.
He is. He's like AJ from the Backstreet Boys of our show.
You are kind of... Yeah. Wait, was AJ the heartthrob? I don't keep track of this.
B-Rock? I don't know.
Dude, who's that?
I don't know. Brian?
You guys both have daughters.
Yeah. But my daughter was like, liked them and dropped them, like, really? Within a month. Yeah.
My daughter was going to marry AJ. That's the only reason why I pulled that one.
Oh, I see. You're kind of like,
but
I don't know.
One point in time, she was going to marry Rum Tum Tugger, too. So, her taste in men are exceptional.
Well, yeah, you know, Rum Tum Tugger, huh? That's That's a hell of a husband.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
All right. So our third sponsor, KNET Books. If you want to find out who Rum Tum Tugger is, you can actually get a book and learn who Rum Tum Tugger is and then send it back once you're done learning and they stop the rent. And, of course, they do college level and high school level and remedial English like I do. So, anyway, totally playing. We want to thank you for tuning in. Now is the time you're going to want to call. Once again, first five callers, get those dialing fingers ready, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Dial now.
Hey, guys, I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous, but hey, there's a first time for everything.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we have the fastest technical producer in this realm and any other. He had five calls queued up in like a minute and a half.
Well, the thing that's kind of cool about that, though, is that we get to save that other time. And he was cooking a quesadilla at the same time.
I'm telling
you. Hot.
All right. It's a hot quesadilla. So wait. What are you doing, man?
I'm.
Why are you?
What?
That's not what you do with the quesadilla.
Oh, sorry.
On the keyboard, really?
Those are five types of cheeses there. There's like $7 a Jarlsberg.
Yeah.
In that, that's for eating, dude.
Yeah. In the quesadilla.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Jarlsberg in the quesadilla?
You're weird.
Yeah.
Might as well just put feta in the thing.
Anyway. That was there too.
Aside from dorky cheese talk, we do poetry here.
Dorky cheese talk is all I do.
Yeah. But we do have five of the best poets lined up. And if you're trying to call in, don't worry. We're going to be doing another segment very shortly. You will get the chance to come in. Please welcome. And this, she has to be put in the normal order. And fortunately for her, she actually did call it first. Please welcome back to the top of the lineup, Ellie.
Yes, it's legitimate, too. I called in, and JT said, you are legitimately the first caller, so I can't argue with that.
You must have had us on redial, because I'm telling you, man, the minute we opened up the lines, bink, there you go.
How are you doing, J-Todd?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm kind of melancholy tonight. There's a lot of reasons for that, but one of them is this the last broadcast we're doing for National Poetry Month for this year?
Oh, that's right. It is.
J-Todd is a classical poet. He'll never waste an opportunity to be melancholy and nostalgic.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm well. I'm backstroking through the gold of my imagination like Scrooge McDuck. How are you?
I've been listening to your music, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
And it's wonderful, just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I haven't finished listening to the whole thing that you put up on Instagram, and that's why I haven't commented. I want to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you. I'm going to continue putting up. I have a bunch of new stuff going up very soon, actually. So thank you for thanks for listening.
Oh, I love your music. Well, I've got a little poem called Falling Spring Stars.
Okay.
The stars of spring fell on summer's dreaming, of the sea's warm bathing sun washed beaches, gleaming, glowing seashells tossing in the foam, caressing sandpipers darting to and fro, midnight skies of full moon's farewell sighing. The stars of spring fell on summer's dreaming. Moonbeam glowing long, sultry, starlit eve. Lovers moon dancing, swaying love's duet. Waltzing serenades of rose-petaled days. Falling into twilight, gloaming, shining. The stars of spring fell on summer dreaming. Floral garden scents intoxicating. Spring winds, ballet of meadow serenades, farewell sunsetting, caressing crimson skies, kissing horizon's waiting arms enfold, the stars of spring fell on summer's dreaming.
Ah, Things Thanks. Right with the world. Ellie leading us off once more. Beautiful.
I guess this is where I'm supposed to be. I just kept calling, and you can't argue with destiny.
That's a good point. And I think all the problems I've had in life have been when I have been arguing with destiny. but I Ellie, you have such a specific voice, and you have a very, it's probably not conscious, but you have such a
caring, welcoming voice.
Yeah, but it's also something like there's an essence of your poetry in the way you present things that is unlike anybody else on this show. And I want to say thank you for everything. It's such a breath of fresh air, not a brush of fresh air to the show.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful to hear you. That's lovely. And it's so encouraging. And you guys are always encouraging. And because of it, I think everybody on the show it grows in their poetry and with that kind of enthusiasm that you give us, it's so easy to grow and feel that, we really are gifted poets and that we can even climb the higher heights.
Now, Ellie, can I ask you, and I'm actually going to ask all the listeners to do this, and I'll reiterate this a couple times. Can you do me a favor? I know you're on Instagram. Do you think this week at some point, could you write out on a piece of paper that the poet should call in to our show and give them the web address and what time and just post on your Instagram for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. And anybody else who's listening, please do that too. We're trying to get the word out to as many poets that need to share as possible because for me, writing poetry is not enough.
No.
Right? It's not enough to write it in your head. You got to put it on paper, and it's not enough to put it on paper. You got to put it out into the world, and that's kind of what we're trying to help with here.
And exactly. And spoken word art is a great way to use this forum as a megaphone to get your message out to the world.
Absolutely. I will put that up on Instagram. Definitely. Probably tomorrow morning I'll have that up.
Oh, thanks so much. Excellent. Appreciate
that,
Ellie. Thank you.
All right. Okay, God bless you guys. I love you.
Love you too, Ellie. That was Ellie on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. Now, we're going to go from Ellie to a state I have some beef with.
Where's the beef?
The beef is in Wyoming. Not the poet that's calling for Wyoming, because she's very talented, but the state is so much like Colorado in shape that I can't tell the two the difference. I ended up in Warland at one point in time just by accident.
Wait a second. Are you blaming Wyoming for your incredible lack of navigational skills?
Yeah, something like that.
There's a reason why you're a poet and not a sea captain, my friend.
Never end up in Warland on a Saturday night, though.
If he were a sea captain, he's got some major issues if he's stuck in Wyoming.
Well, it's almost like he'd try to be going to the Far East and run into a whole other continent and just pretend he plan on being there. Your navigational skills are right out of the 15th century, my friend.
Thank you. I said I was classic. Anyway, someone who's really good poet from Wyoming, please welcome Dara.
Hello.
Hello. Did our little diatribe kind of throw you for a loop? I heard you chuckling.
Okay. For all of you who tuned in last week for my poem, Tomorrow Is Never Promised, here's another sad poem I wrote during the passing of another one of my dear grandmas. Her name was Virginia Louise Thunder. She passed away December 29, 2014, and the poem that I wrote for her is titled A Saddened Heart. So here is that poem. A saddened heart. A saddened heart to know another grandma gone. It's cold, it's snowing, and she left before dawn. Another angel in heaven. She's no longer sick. God needed a flower, so a flower he picked. He knew she wanted help, and all the prayers he heard. Grandma Louise is now well, for God, he heard every word. He knows the pain with each tear from our eyes that we cry. He understands death is so hard and asks, please don't be mad when loved ones die. Saddened heart not wanting to ever let go. Numbed by the pain, slowed by the cold. Feelings of loss, now that she's gone. Up in heaven she sits with God's beautiful swan. Reunited with family, the diamonds chosen by God. Grandma Louise enters heaven for breathtaking in total awe. She knows our saddened hearts hurt. and misses us, she will. Love is life's ultimate task, and left within our saddened hearts, love is what Grandma Louise instilled. Thank you. I appreciate being able to come back.
Wow.
Coming to us from somewhere near the greater Lander-Riverton Metroplex, she is Dara in Wyoming.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Great poem. That was Dara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
We keep evolving.
You laughed at that Lander-Riverton Metroplex.
I did. I laugh at all kinds of things you say.
Have you been there?
You know, I have actually. Believe it or not, I have been through there. But we were on tour, and I went through. Actually, Wyoming was also the place where I was coming from Bozeman, Montana. I remember the head of the band was like, don't forget to fill up. I can't remember. Sheridan or something like that.
Yes, you got to fill up in Sheridan.
Don't forget to fill up in Sheridan. And my father and I are driving my car because we just kind of were driving separately from everyone and just went straight through Sheridan. Like, didn't even realize it was Sheridan. We're driving and suddenly we're like, you know, probably going to run out of gas. And it was this real in the middle of the night, Wyoming, no lights around, nobody around. And I remember looking over at my father going, you know, if we run out of gas, let's not tell anybody this happened. And man, we saw at the last second, we were nervous. Saw the gas station lights come up over the side of the highway.
Oh,
we
they must
died
have found Buffalo
at the pump.
Good.
Whoa.
It completely blows
you.
Me away. Yeah.
Was that Buffalo, Wyoming?
What?
The town, Buffalo, Wyoming. It's just
I think it must have been Buffalo. Yeah, right. It's just off. I mean, it was all I knew. It was I saw the gas station, the lights, and I was like,
I actually had to hitchhike home from Buffalo, Wyoming at one point in time. My car blew up just outside of Buffalo.
Oh, that's right. So if you have a car and you want it to be in good condition, stay away.
Yeah, don't let me drive it.
from Wyoming.
So we do have another caller. She's from New York. Please welcome Lorraine.
Hey, you know how awful it is to live time in rhyme? I'm having a tough time. I don't know if you guys know what that's like. But everything I see rhymes with something else I see. So I'm caller number three. This is me.
Awesome. Okay. You should look at an orange.
Okay, here we go. I wrote this last night, so it's fresh. You were the chameleon in my life. You came with one face and left with another. Your colors betrayed you. Your entrance was heat. Thermal waves rose and fell, burning, singeing, leaving red lesions on my heart. You were the Beetlejuice of my dreams. You came a-knocking, and I let you in. You were the tenant that didn't stay. You took more room than I could give. You took more space so you could live, and I would die. Why? The flesh was willing, supple and soft. We danced to the silent strings in our heads. Your body was warm, but your soul was dead. My highs were higher than the stars I touched. You had me in the palm of your hand, but then you dropped me. I fell hard until I hit bottom, and all was very, very still. I can't begin what I cannot end. This thing we are, this avatar, what happens to us now? Is that the reason that you run before you bruise and the damage is done? You could have shed a layer of skin, something of you that I could hold after you left if I felt cold. Just part of you, the part I knew. You were here, then there, and then nowhere. Your face changed and your color too. You took your echoes and left the blue. And all is quiet without you. Very, very quiet. Yeah. Thank you.
Very well done. Lorraine, I like your work.
I love your work. I love everybody's work. And one day I'm going to hear Mike. I'm getting the audio. Thank you for whatever you guys did.
Oh, yeah.
That was Michael. He orchestrated that piece of magicianry very well.
Magicianry. Yeah. Well, Lorraine, if you want, and I'm going to say this because this is something we've had a fight. If you want to go to soundcloud.com/Amidei, A-M-I-D-E-I, you can hear music that I've done and lyrics, and that's my poetry. So if you want to hear it.
You know, I knew that motor nose because I listened to an old show. I was going back to the show, Motor Nose.
What are you talking about?
Motor Nose. But I'm definitely going to try that.
SoundCloud.com. I'll put a link up so you can find. But first of all, I've never been called Motor Nose before, and that's brilliant.
You called yourself Motor Nose. The other
did I call myself Motor Nose?
Yeah, you did.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
And then you took the name and ran with it.
Which is awesome because I just called myself a genius. And then the second one is unknowingly.
And there I come up with the reason you are one.
Well,
one of them.
Thank you for that. Well, the other thing, Lorraine, I was going to say is when you say that you see something and it reminds you of more and more things, I said, you know, that does happen to me. And I mentioned to JT while you were reading, you know, sometimes I look in the mirror and it reminds me of me. And then it reminds me of me again. And it's basically a self-centered recursion. That's why I don't have many mirrors around my house. I get lost in my own reflection.
I was going to say you have that ISIS complex, or
narcissist, not ISIS. ISIS is where you capture an oil well and you start enforcing some really hardcore laws.
That was a god from Egypt.
Well, that is too, but we're talking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's talking about narcissists, though.
Oh. Yeah. He found himself.
That's what I was going for.
Narcissists and ISIS are close. They're kind of the same thing. ISIS are narcissists.
And, you know, really, and I just want to say that songs are definitely poems to music, and so I'm going to definitely listen because that's my thing, too.
Thank you, Lorraine. I'll put a link up for you, okay, in the chat room.
You got it. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay, guys.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Sorry, I was being a total motor noise there.
Yes. All right.
What does that even mean?
From New York, we're going to cruise on up to New Hampshire. Please welcome Jalorian. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you. This week, I've actually got an old-fashioned love poem for you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
I call it lucid dreaming. I don't know where you end and I begin, nor who or what I am when you are gone. I only know that since you let me in, the nights away from you are far too long. The moonlight taunts me from the darkened skies and seems to hold its place among the stars. The same stars that are shining in your eyes, gazing at the moon or where you are. Do I presume too much that you're awake? Am I wrong to hope that you can't sleep, yet want for rest, if only for rest's sake, but find no comfort in the count of sheep? Nay, sleep, my love, and I will do the same. Relent, and in your slumber think of me, and in dreaming passion's fury tame, as I do likewise turn my dreams to be.
Ooh, yeah. Is it just me or is it warm in the studio?
It's warm.
Well, you're also wearing a fur coat. But that was a really hot poem.
That was.
Thank you.
Very well done, Jalorian.
You make me want to take off my second pair of socks.
And that's pretty impressive.
Because those things aren't coming off of anything. No, Jalorian, that was beautiful, and it was very well done. And you could really pick up the vibe and emotions you were going through while you were writing it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you got that.
Awesome, and we'll hear from you hopefully third segment and beyond.
I'll try.
Awesome. That was Jalorian on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Just evolving, and evolving. Actually, you know, this is kind of
this is a new evolution.
It's kind of fun here, actually.
Okay. So we're going to wrap this segment up. It must be ladies' night because we've got Barbara from Connecticut.
Hi-yo!
Barbara, are you there?
Because we've got Barbara from Connecticut.
I love hearing
hello. Hello, welcome aboard.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I can't believe I got in.
Well, like you know, we're trying to provide more opportunities but shorter wait times. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with this little change.
It's great. And Michael, I'm getting like to feeling kind of schizophrenic with these two chat rooms, and you said you have three chat rooms.
No. So what's happening is we haven't pulled the chat room everybody's been using because we just didn't want it to be too harsh of a thing. What's going to happen is probably next week we're just going to have it where it's all just the Mixler chat room because there's no cap on how many people can be in it, and it's just much more open. So we're probably going to switch to the second one, and that'll be the only chat room. But we just didn't want to shock anybody with too much at once, you know, too many changes at once.
Yeah, because you guys are getting too popular. That's what it is.
I don't know about that, but
well, I hope too popular.
There are a lot of good poets to call the show.
Barbara, there is not enough people on the planet to make our egos satisfied with being popular.
You know what? I'd have to agree with you, Michael.
And by the way, our sponsors love it if we have listeners, so we're going to work on that too.
Listeners are always good.
So do you have a poem to share?
I do. I have a poem. This was written about a photo that I actually saw, and it actually happened. It's called Four Rainbows.
Okay.
All right.
No trumpets heralded them, and no spectacular extravaganza marked their presence. Yet in the sky, as if some mad painter had climbed to the clouds and with delicate brush strokes covered it with perfect arches filled with pink box colors like a new box of crayons when they used to come in only 8 colors and you would take them out and place them in an array to admire their clean, sharp points. And it reminded me of those days when a clean page in front of me was mine to fill with the fruits of my imagination and the world was tiny like the box of crayons, home to school and back. Not wide like it is today, so vast it disappears. Distances melt, and we take for granted the spaces in the sky where we soar in giant steel planes and speak on the waves of that air until nature wakes us up to her splendor and we drink in the joy of her beauty.
Very nice.
Well done.
Thank you.
Awesome. Way to round out that set.
Hmm?
Way to round out that set. Nice finish.
I'm glad. Especially nature, you know, it was real. This was actually real, so it was very exciting to write about. You know, I love to write about real.
I do too. Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a beer, by the way. Barbara, thank you very much for calling our show. Hopefully we'll hear from you third segment and beyond, okay?
I will. I'll definitely call in then.
Awesome.
Okay, Mom, I'm just going to listen. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution Poetry Radio. You know, this is so fast-paced, it's almost like doing wrestling commentary again.
But it's kind of fun, don't you think?
That's right.
Correct. And my color guy is Michael Amade. However, I got to say, as much problems as I give you about the way you do things, I worked with a color commentator who will remain nameless down in Colorado Springs. I would say, oh my God, they hit him with a chair, he's down. And he'd be like, yeah, he's down.
He's down.
I'm just like, oh,
I forgot about him.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was a bad show.
But that's
the
best kind of color commentary. Because when you say something like, he's been hit by a chair, he's like, looks like it hurts.
Yeah. Oh.
There was no bump. There was no emotion. It was
nothing.
Flat.
He was so flat. It was so bad.
It's kind of great, though.
I've worked with two really great color commentators, Michael Amade being one of them now.
Oh, well, thank you.
Vince Vaughn being the other one. I wouldn't want to work with anybody else, really.
No, they're great.
Yeah.
Look, I've had to deal with them.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You guys know, I did not go into that world, and honestly, the one time I went to one of those wrestling events, was that 2 years ago now?
Well, no,
and your sister and I were just dying laughing in the audience, because, and then it went from laughing to when they brought out the pitchforks and stuff, I was like, I got angry.
Yeah.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't.
Oh, that was Slave to the Death Match.
Yes,
Slave to the Death Match. That's what I did with my Sunday. What are you doing? Well, lots of people are going to church and pursuing high-minded activities. I'm going to Slave to the Death Match. Why? Because there's wrestling, J. Todd is commentating, and there's free beer.
And pitchforks and weed whackers are going to be used on human bodies.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Isn't it?
It was something. Anyway,
yeah. Okay.
So. Speaking of that, I would like to make a very smooth and just a real logical transition to our submission.
Awesome.
This is see how that works?
That's a wrestling thing.
See how that goes? Okay. So this is from R.A. Bain. It's called Smile, My Friend. I remember the very first day that I saw her coming my way. Thought she would just pass by me. But she sat down, looked over, and said, "Hi. So do you want to get married or just fool around?" And for me, came not one single sound. All I could see was a sparkle in her eye and her smile, a smile to make you die. For I swear my heart did skip a beat that very moment that we did meet. Something inside me came alive that day, and I finally found some words to say. Many a day we would share smiles and laughs, how that time period would too quickly pass. Time went by and we went our separate ways, but in my heart, she would always stay. Many years later, she re-entered my life, bringing the end to so much strife. Just that one simple word, hello, brought back feelings I used to know. Just as if we had never lost touch, I realized how I cared oh so much. I still saw the sparkle in her brown eyes, and I prayed that this time, no goodbyes. She still has a heart of pure gold, such a true beauty to behold. And that beautiful smile on her face, which makes the world a better place. It can make anyone's day seem brighter, and anyone's burden seem a little lighter. So in my life I pray that she will always stay. But for now, I want her to know that I care so very much so. Smile, my beautiful friend. I will love you until the very end. And that was Smile, My Friend by R.A. Bain. That was a submission sent to us at World Poetry Open Mic at Gmail, or you can just put it in the contact form there. If you can't read on the air or you're a little bit nervous to, send it in. We'll read it for you.
And Michael put voice to it and do it very well, just like he did for Mr. Bain there. Beautiful. Well done. That one's gonna make the submission Saturday. Not this week, maybe a couple weeks down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We started a new Facebook thing. We do Submission Saturday, where we post like one of the old submissions that Michael reads. And then on Sundays, we do X-Files Sundays, which is Studio X. And I pick up an
oh,
old.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll do three of them, and it's a triple X Saturday.
Sunday.
Ooh, that's
Sunday,
even better.
Sunday. All right.
With an X each time.
That does it for this segment. We're going to queue up five more callers for you. You're going to want to call now, 720-940. Excuse me.
What are you doing,
240-9766.
Yeah, that's 720-240-9766. We're taking the next callers
now.
What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call. 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
Very close. He hadn't lived in the world of men since he tossed his job and quit. He'd told his boss there's no future here, and so here's an end of it. The grimy city was getting him down, and the noise was driving him spare, so he said goodbye to the world of fumes to head for the open air. He found a tumble-down cottage that nobody seemed to own. The roof was keeping the weather out, so he thought to call his home. He cobbled together some furniture, a bench and a rustic chair, and sat in the shade of the eucalypts and bagged the occasional hare. The cottage was back up an ancient track, unsealed and long out of use. The nearest cottage a mile away, in a similar state of abuse. The pioneers had been and gone, leaving just these standing stones, a testament to a rugged life. They were now just piles of bones. But first the silence suited him. It would give him time to think. He would lie at night awake in sight that the sky was made of ink. An ink shot through with pinpricks so that the stars came shining through, and feel as the autumn dampness fell on his face as morning dew. But autumn shivered to winter, and it would rain and pour for days. He'd look out to the distance where all he could see was haze. He'd keep a fire in the ancient hearth with wood when it wasn't wet, and curse himself for short-sightedness when it was, or he'd forget. Then his hearing tuned to the many sounds as he'd missed before in the bush. The slightest sound of a twig that cracked or a breath of wind in the bush. He heard the echo of silences that whispered over the plains. A spirit stirred that he'd never heard before in his city pains. But someone back in the world he'd known was worried that he had died and found the tumble-down cottage where his friend was lying inside. He wouldn't answer his queries when he spoke in a human voice. Such sounds were strange to a mind that ranged when given a different choice. Then the doctors came to check on him and the police turned up en masse. They said that we're having to take him in. He'll harm himself at the last. But he raised one hand when they closed on him in a manner distinctly odd and whispered, "Hush, if you strain, you just might hear the voice of God." David Lewis Paget.
Rock the mic, rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic, hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Hell yeah, legend himself, Lenny Chinilla.
Yeah, man.
Hot like that, telling you.
I miss that guy. Hey, when are we going to go down? Sunday nights, we got to go down.
Yeah, and we got to go down. And yeah. I'd like to find out when he's hosting and actually go down.
Well, we should just go anyway.
Next week, actually, because it's the first Friday.
Well, next Sunday, I can't because I will be performing at a competition called Burly Picks.
Oh.
I'm not a burlesque dancer.
Oh, darn it!
I will be performing a...
He's going to be dressing in his Elizabethan costume from Renaissance Fair and dancing on stage.
When do I ever not do that? Yeah. No,
you know what? You should dress up like Mozart. Like
and tell people, my last name, I'm Amadei.
Right. See?
Yeah, it's no. The amount of explanation I've had to give the difference between Amadei and Amadeus. Like, it's Latinized, and I just get this blank stare. Like, this is,
sorry.
Anyway, no, I'll be playing piano. There's a song I played on the show called True Love last year that I wrote.
Oh,
actually, yeah. Like, right before we went on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wrote it with J. Todd Underhill. Some of the lyrics. And we did, and so it's going to be debuted publicly at the Oriental Theater in Denver, Colorado, at a competition called the Burly Picks Competition. Honey Heartbreaker is going to be singing it, and I'll be playing piano.
Awesome.
I think I might go down for that. I want to see
you should,
the debut
man.
Of it.
It'd be great.
Yeah. Oriental Theater?
Yeah, Oriental Theater.
Check it out. All right, so did you notice this about our new format? First segment, 5 callers, 5 different states. Second segment, 5 callers, 5 different states.
Oh, I kind of dig it. I kind
of
dig it.
All right. So we're going to go up to the poet state. Please welcome the longest supporter of our show. He is Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, my friend.
The next evolution of poetry radio.
Splash.
Sorry. Splash. So splash. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Dennis. I love it.
All right, I'm calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan this evening.
Oh, nice.
Fancy.
Taking us on the road.
Yeah, so I have a state poetry meeting for the Poetry Society of Michigan tomorrow. So I'm spending the night in Kalamazoo tonight.
Nice. Beautiful.
So I have a poem tonight in consideration that April, the poetry month, is drawing to an end. This is a poem I have. It's a bit of a lament. And the title is April, O April. April, O April, I grieve as you take your leave. You're the poet's friend and encourager. Were our displays of honor too naive? Cherished month among 12 brothers. You're unique. You stand alone, reminding us of the poet's worth, deserving accolades, ne'er a groan. Who shall call attention to the bard and promote his verse throughout the land? Urge the tender words from hearts, record them in ink by steadied hand. Must we wait another year? Your good deeds are what we now need. April, oh April, hurry back and with Godspeed.
Very well done. Nice. I love that piece.
Thank you.
That was awesome, Dennis. So, we will hear from you third segment and beyond, correct, sir?
I sure hope so, but I want to make sure everybody who wants to call in calls in first.
I'm surprised at how many new callers we've seen popping up on the screen between segments, too.
Yes, we share, and we give everybody a voice, and that's the great thing you're doing for us, and we sure do appreciate it. And I'll let you off right now, and I'll just say, God bless.
Thank you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Right on.
Splash.
Splash.
That was great.
That was beautiful.
See, that's how you know what sound effect it really is.
You know what? I people ask me, you know, in my private time what I do for fun, and I tell them the radio show, and they're like, oh, what radio show do you do? And I'm like, World Poetry Open Mic. And then I catch myself not saying the next evolution of poetry radio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't follow him. It would be weird for him to say that.
And then I'd have to be splash.
But now you have something.
I didn't tell you this last week. I was talking to somebody. I told them that I did a radio show Friday nights, and I mentioned it. And they looked at me, and they're like, I've heard your show before.
What?
And I said, oh. I'm like, this was a random person.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, no, come on. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those things. And now she started going into detail about the show, and she's like, no, I sat there with my friend, and we listened to the show, and that's crazy.
That's great.
That's crazy. It's pretty cool, though. So I just
you've been spotted at gas stations and whatnot.
Well, and you've been spotted at Old Chicago.
Yeah, but...
That was a real thing. Spend a lot of time at Old Chicago we don't know about.
I don't. Okay. So, all right. So we have another caller. Please welcome from Texas. She is the phenom known as Mariah.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right.
And you got a poem you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I can't find the right tab.
I know. I have
no
to do
problem.
That too.
I spend most of my life in my own head trying to find the right tab, Mariah. So I understand.
Hey. I wrote this one 2 years ago, so, called Patience Tested. Infuriating ticking fills my ears. Each second passes slowly by. Rolling thunder marks the minutes that circle around my soul. Tapping feet and tapping hands wait for the time to come. Thoughts swirl within my head. Fibers of imagination being stretched to their limits and beyond, testing the patience of a madman. Tick, tick, tick. Lightning flashes and echoes across the sky, leaving scars in the clouds and spots in the eyes. It doesn't wait for its brother. Thunder must scramble to catch up before being left behind. Lightning is as wild as life gets. Untrackable, untraceable, unpredictable. Lightning doesn't wait until the cameras are set up. It takes its own sweet time to blind, resembling the patience of a madman. End poem.
Very well done, Mariah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for your work and for your performance. I've been.
Oh, it looks like a bunch of people lost audio.
Uh oh.
Well, but it seems like they might have lost audio. We're kind of checking this out here. However, we do have it. It is being recorded and everything too. So
if it drops for more than 20 to 30 seconds, try refreshing.
Yeah, try refreshing if it drops for more than 20 to 30 seconds. But Mariah, it is recording too, so it will be there that you can go back and listen to as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling our show, and hopefully we'll hear from you later.
Yep.
That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. So from Texas, you know, what do you do?
No biggie.
No, Biggie. We go to another poetry hub.
In Texas? No, I'm kidding. We go to,
I said five different states, five different callers. You jerk. All right. It looks kind of like Texas on the tablet, though. It's New York. Please welcome Michelle.
They're, it's the same. They make really good salsa there.
Hi, how you doing?
New York City! Sorry, I couldn't help myself, Michelle.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while. Glad you're back with us.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I figured I'd read something a little upbeat, you know, so that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
It's called A Mouse Tale. Hopefully I haven't read it before. It reminded me of the mouse that was in Lorraine's house.
Mm-hmm.
So here goes, A Mouse Tale. A mouse is hiding in my medicine chest, taking up residence. Unknowingly, I wipe the fogged mist with my sleeve and it squeaks. Thinking it's just me, I smile. But when I open the cupboard, I notice a guest sleeping behind the cabinet door. Has he been nibbling on my Dramamine or spying on me in my morning routine? A peeping Tom behind hidden frame, keeping himself entertained. All cute and chubby, chewing on Tums and getting all comfy with soft cotton ball comforters. Trying futilely to use nail clippers on his tiny mouse-wing toes. I wonder, does he have accomplices squatting, hiding behind other secret doors? Freeloaders living rent-free, sponging off of me dishonestly, with mini U-Hauls packed and ready, prepared for a mousetrap apocalypse on interior sheetrock walls. Or perhaps they're leery, trying to avoid the house cat Rube Goldberg napping unassumingly, a fierce mouse connoisseur, but I'm sure you'd never know it. Little fat steamroller is fast asleep, counting rotating rodents in his dreams and pouring. Song Z's on the sunny window ledge. His whiskers would be twisted and bent, knowing his prey had gone undetected before his nose and so easily tiptoed while laughing. Cat Patrol never sensing Mr. Malkowitz's family. Invasion of his privacy and domain, and eluded his sinister mouse-flipping game. The end.
Very well done, Michelle. Don't starve us out like that. We like to hear your work, and that was great.
Oh, thank you. It's almost like a child's book.
I could see an illustrator going to work on that.
It really, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Michelle, I just want to tell you, really happy to hear your voice on the show again. We've missed it a lot.
Oh, thank you so much. I missed you guys, too.
Excellent.
I was sick for a while, but I'm better now. So.
Phenomenal.
You sound great.
I feel great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. That was Michelle on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Please keep evolving and evolving.
We are evolving tonight. This is a different feel. There's a different pace to the show.
It's
for
a different
sure.
pace. No, we're still going through. We're still trying it out here, guys. But if people who are in the chat room, let us know what you think about us doing these kind of faster segments. I know it's a little bit strange, you know, not having as long to call in, but we're still committed to getting every new caller in.
Ooh. We could do two shows a week, and this is just an idea, guys. Going out there while we're on the air, we could do one, the long form, like on Friday nights, and then we could do Sunday and call it, like, the hit and get.
You know what I think we should do,
totally
actually?
Kidding.
No, what I actually think we need to do is 24/7, nothing but broadcasting. One of us could go sleep.
Yeah.
The other two could keep going, and then that one comes back, and he runs it, and we stagger it, and we can subsist entirely on steak and donuts.
So what's to say you're not like sleeping during the show now?
No, I am far too ADD to sleep during the show.
That's
man.
True.
All right, so we're going to go from New York down to another state that looks kind of like New York on our tablet, especially since I don't have my glasses on. Please welcome Philip from Kentucky.
Howdy. How are you guys tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
All right, young man. I actually signed on to your website tonight. This was the first time for me, and it was a new experience, and I think it got me out of my comfort zone just a little bit because I actually listened to your old radio program, and that makes me terribly nervous to actually hear my own voice. You know, I was afraid that So, you know, at least when I'm talking to you through the phone, I can pretend like I'm just talking to myself, which is usually what I'm doing. But
that's what we're always doing, too.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah, don't be worried.
That,
yeah.
Right.
We're good.
Well, at any rate, I have a short poem to read tonight, and it's a dedicated poem to a gal who is actually listening all the way in Brazil, believe it or not.
Wow.
And she's also a poet, and this poem was inspired by her poem that she called Perspectiva.
Okay.
And I did a horrible job trying to translate that into English. And so I called this poem Sisyphus at the Disco, and that is intended as humor. Yes.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, it's very good.
Getting it down right. Okay. And this is dedicated to her, as I said, a tertiary poem dedicated to my Brazilian princess, Odette S., who is a mathematician and a poet extraordinaire. And here it goes. Dreams linger in unsettled minds, inventing aesthetics that embrace delusions like architects delineating limits of form, phrases that expand with interpretations, feathered metaphors that cannot fly, relative motion and absolute stillness in infinite fields that infinitely expand, illustrating both concepts defined by equivalence and perspective. The white walls hung with lonely blank calendars, vacant days reduced to divisible rectangles, effete potential and circadian kinetic realities lapsed into entropy and inevitability. And there it is.
I like that piece.
Yeah, good job, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do. Is there a second half of call-in program tonight?
Oh, there's going to be a couple more segments at least.
A couple more segments.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing smaller segments now?
We're trying it out tonight. The reason is because we're just trying not to have people on hold for 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I really do. That's very thoughtful of you guys. Okay. Well, any estimate for how soon to call back in? I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Give it about 30 minutes and then give us a call.
Yeah, because what we're going to do is we want to allow some other callers who haven't gone on yet. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, I can vacate my space and let somebody else call in. I do not mind at all.
No.
Problem.
Keep calling.
No vacating spaces. That's a weird thing.
But I'm going to give you a homework. I'm going to give you a homework assignment for this week. Okay.
Okay. What's that, sir?
You get your Brazilian mathematician friend to call us next week because we use Skype, so she can call from anywhere in the world and get through to our show.
Okay, well, I will do that. I will encourage her to do that. Her name is Odette, and I hope she's still listening, and that'll put the pressure on her. All right, wonderful.
I'd love to hear
I'll see
voice.
You guys in about 30 minutes. All right, be well.
Yeah, be well, my friend.
It's all about the pressure.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Hey, peer pressure. We got to grow this family.
You know what? People should look up.
And like my waistline.
Go on YouTube, guys. Look up Ylvis, Ylvis, pressure.
All right.
You can thank me later.
So, from Philip, we're going to go to a new caller to our show. Not completely unfamiliar to me, because I am friends with her on Facebook. Please welcome Raven from Illinois.
Well, today I'm going to read a poem called Today's a Gift.
All right.
And it's kind of a short one, but I really like it.
All right.
Anyway, here it goes. Today's a gift. Yesterday is the past. So let's forget yesterday. Everything will be all right. I know this is true because the sky is still blue. Yesterday is the past. It went by so fast. Let's forget yesterday. The mites and maybes, too. And just focus on today. Today is a gift. Why else would it be called the present? Certainly not because it's already gone, like yesterday, and its thoughts. The answers I search for, they don't lie within the past, for the past is already gone. The end.
Very well done, Raven. Have you read live before?
No.
I think you did a fabulous job, and I welcome you to keep calling our community and sharing your poetry with it. It's very well done.
Thank you.
Awesome. That was Raven on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. That's how it is.
That's how it happens.
That's how it's done.
Raven's laying it down.
Raven throws down.
adds another voice to our community. And I think I'm going to lend my voice to our community now.
Woohoo! Uh-oh. Put your pants back on.
My voice.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Those don't have to be off for you to share your voice. I know you try to convince everybody that they have to be. I heard Sean Connery used to do that. You know that?
What? Perform without pants?
He actually towards, yeah, and Marlon Brando as
Marlon
well.
Marlon Brando, I knew he that.
And Sean Connery do the same thing. They do scenes without their pants on. I mean, I'm sure they had underwear on, but you know.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine Don Juan DeMarco, Johnny Depp, acting very suave.
No.
Very suave.
Don't want to.
And there's Marlon Brando and Tidy Whitey, isn't it?
Didn't really want to imagine that. Thank you, Michael.
All right. So, I'm doing the Napomo poem a day, but I'm through a twist on it, and I'm doing a contest a day for 30 days.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And this one was from the 18th of this month. The contest had several different poem prompts. I picked a poem, basically, this is what was inspired by Elizabeth Barrett Browning's sonnet, XLIII. I don't know what number that is.
XL?
Yeah.
40?
43.
There you go.
All right. So, Sonnet 43 from Portuguese, and this is my inspiration from it. This is entitled, This Poet's Love. Never ask a poet how he doth love. The ways are far too numerous to count. More than there are galaxies above, and far higher than any earthly mount. I love thee more than the air that I breathe, more than the heart beating within my chest. I love thee so much that I have to grieve. By your memory, my mind is possessed. Gazing at your eyes as the decades passed, walking hand in hand throughout all of time, and you were made to be my special last, to inspire this poet's every rhyme. Question, my love? Please do not wonder why. I love you enough to watch you age and die.
Wow.
So,
that was a powerful piece, man.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I've hit that stroke, and I'm kind of sad to see National Poetry Month ending. I might just have to.
Do you want me to do the thing I did last
year?
Should I say it right now?
I'm not going to force it now.
Because it drove him crazy.
It did.
He doesn't want to force it.
No, I don't want to force it.
I think it happened naturally.
I want to get a T-shirt for him with a picture of Darth Vader. It says National Poet or the month after National Poetry Month. Don't force it.
Don't force it.
Yeah, because you know what happens on. Never mind.
May 4th?
May the 4th.
Quattro di Cinco?
Quattro.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I am so pumped for May.
He's just alienated the entire Central American
community.
Thank you. No, I'm totally kidding. All right. So this is the time that you're going to want to call in. Get your dialing fingers ready.
I was like, feet?
Get your feet. If you dial with your feet or if you're repentant, you're going to want to dial 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. We're going to be trying to take as many new callers as still calling in. However, if you are wanting to do a repeat, if we can fit you in beyond that, we'll do it. So feel free to call.
Call now.
World Poetry Open Mic's phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now.
Hi, this is C.W. McCall. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Thank you for doing that. I was waiting for that, actually. I'm like, what? No splash?
Oh, no. There was going to be. I just had to wait.
I think
we need to re-edit that and just put the splash in on the recording.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. All right. So we've got five more of the best lineup for you. And, man, what a big family we've grown into.
Yeah.
We have five more callers from five more different states. Please welcome our first caller, calling all the way from, well, it's early there, California. Please welcome Gregory.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, Gregory?
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm glad I was going to say, I'm glad you're calling our show back.
Thank you very much. I couldn't wait to get back in. Last week, you guys were talking about fear, and I have a poem about fear, but I also have a poem about time, so I'm not quite sure which one to do, so maybe you guys will give me some suggestions.
I think we all are in consensus. We'd love to hear your poem about fear.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, for sure. I'm all about the fear, man. No, I mean, I'm all about really dealing with that and shedding the light on it. I think the less we deal with it, the farther back we fall as a society and as people.
That's true, okay? This poem is entitled, Who Should I Fear? Okay? Fear is a passenger along for the ride, a stranger, a friend, an enemy in disguise. Legend says Alexander and Hercules dwelled on the other side of the coin, present in man to preserve his kind. You die. It is not death that dead fear, but life it compromise. For but 1,000 lives it sterilize. Death has no shame, even with disguise. Who should I fear? Thank you very much.
Gregory, that was great, man.
Fit right in with our discussion last week.
Yeah, that was great.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you. Sure. See you sometime soon.
Talk to you soon. That was Gregory on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. So, Gregory from California, what, second time calling?
Yep.
Yeah. So, the only way you can beat a second time caller is to add a new member to the family. So, we're going to do that right now. Please welcome calling from Maryland. He is Michael Shipper.
Michael, are you there?
I am, sir.
Hey, welcome.
Hello?
There he goes.
Hello.
Yep. Hi, how are y'all doing?
Doing good. Welcome to our show. Thank you for joining our family.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed all the great poems up till now. You know, and I hope my humble addition, you know, will be a pleasure for y'all to hear as well.
All right.
Awesome.
I would like to read Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. We're going to go with this one. All right. This one, it's called In Time Out. And let's get started. Between this light of ours and the dark fart of stars, there are no lines, no gray divisions, only regret for singular decisions, the visions of a blind man asking where will I look next, feeling my way along. A long time ago, far and farther away, right now, right here, today, this heartbeat is shedding a tear for you, big brother, because I think I can just barely understand what it's like to be a fish flapping outside of the sea. Yes, I know what it is to fall for a buxom bride, to waste for the temptation of taste those forbidden fruits, and I feel for you, so I feel you, even though all I do is imagine I'm right here, singing along, screaming like you're screaming, but it's nothing they can hear with an earthly ear in this day and age. The end.
Nice start. Great way to present yourself on our show.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, I thank y'all, and I'm going to turn the radio back on here and listen to everybody else, and I may call back later.
All right. I would love to. Anytime you want to call our show, by all means, call.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
That was Michael from Maryland on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So, Maryland,
not bad, yeah.
California. Let's take it back to Wyoming. What do you say we listen to Dara again? Dara, are you with us?
Now she is.
Now she's with us. Dara, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, another poem that I have that I want to share. I wrote this on the 17th of this month, which was last week. The poem that I wrote is called Finding the Balance Within, and I wrote it to remind myself that I need to basically keep my life balanced in all aspects.
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and share this poem. Finding the Balance Within. A content face I have, a humble heart I feel, a clear mind is real, it's when my soul begins to heal. No time for stress, forgiveness I confess. My life was once a mess, and now my life is blessed. Love is all I feel, happy within my heart. My writing is a gift to me, it's more than art. Peace and tranquility surround me every day. Meditation is a must for the healing as I pray. Life's majestic journey, on a destined path, not worried of life's destruction, not worried about life's wrath. The heart where serenity sits, peace it forever brings. The harder that life may get, remember, you mustn't quit. Thank you.
Another great piece, Dara.
Very enjoyable.
Very well done. Thanks.
All right. And anybody wants to follow me, and I write news pieces all the time, my Facebook page is Dara Jolene Perez. Anybody can add me as a friend. Thank you.
Awesome. Not a problem. And really, if you want the easiest way, you can, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can actually find her in my friends list. Just look up Dara, D-A-R-R-A-H, and it'll bring her up. So definitely, you know, all of our poets are really newsworthy, and her strong pieces stand out. Thank you, Dara, for sharing with us. All right. So from Dara, we lost a caller.
We lost Ola. So really quickly, I'm trying to kind of deal with this in the chat room here. If we lose you as a caller and you're in the queue, with these shorter line, these shorter segments, it's much easier to get you in the line there.
Back in the queue.
Yeah. So don't if your call drops, don't worry. Just send us a message. We'll work it out, okay?
Exactly. So we're going to skip over Ola's spot, and we're going to go to Barbara from Connecticut. Barbara, welcome back to our show.
No, she's not. Sorry.
Barbara, welcome back to our show.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Hi. You didn't expect it to be that soon.
It was really quick. I'm
I
sorry.
I know. I was expecting Ola.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately she dropped, but we're going to try and get her in the next segment.
Okay, so I have something that's totally unlike me that I wrote because the prompt was authorities.
All right.
And it's kind of a political poem, so... Anyway, authorities. They laid in wait like jackals, salivating as the prize loomed closer. And now when they are in charge, they sharpen their claws and pounce on the poor and the unprotected, their talons digging deep into the soft skin of the underprivileged and their drooling mouths open for more bounty. They would strip the very foundation from all lives so they could line their pockets with wads of cash, ill-gotten and filtered only to the very top of the food chain, and the underlings who must now be at the beck and call of this wildlife pray to the only authority they know to keep them safe and to whisper in the ear of the one who sits above them all that he is the only one in charge and must stomp his heel on the necks of those who want to bring the kingdom back to poverty and make us relive the days when selling apples was a job. And they smile their salacious smiles while pondering who they will destroy with their pens, hoping soon that the only one thwarting their authority will not be there, and holding the pen sword that will smite them.
Nice. That's definitely a different feel from you, Barbara.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Barbara's work. You never know what you're going to get. She surprises you. She's kind of like boxing against Ali. You think you've got it figured out, and all of a sudden, pow, from a different direction, this big fizz come and knock you out.
I knew that would blow you away, because that's different. That's very different for me. And, you know, it's how I actually started writing poetry politically. So... Hmm. It's back to, you know, the anti-war poems and the things that I wrote when I was younger and, you know.
Just as long as you're not burning your bras, we're okay, right?
No. And something very sad happened today. I was coming out of the shopping center where I go to get some groceries and, you know, Starbucks, whatever. And there was this family standing on the side of the road. And the man had a sign and he wanted food. He wanted money for food and rent.
Hmm.
It was the saddest thing. I mean, just the saddest thing to see that.
Just yeah, horrible.
It is sad.
And, you know, to go coincide with the poem I just read, you know, it's like, this is what happens when, you know, people don't think about other people. They only think about themselves and their, you know, their wants and their this and their that. And, you know, it's horrible, but this is another side of me you didn't know.
No, it's not. And I want to thank you for putting a spotlight on that. I really liked it.
I'm glad. Okay. Well, I'm going to get off and let somebody else come on.
All right.
Okay.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, The Next Evolution in Poetry Radio. Nice. Well, that set went really quick with dropping
the
call.
Yeah, it did.
I was like, I'm out of breath, man. We were just killing it.
So,
Michael, do you have a
submission? Yeah, I do have a submission here.
Awesome. All right. I know you're doing some stuff.
He's dealing with some chat room stuff. Anyway, okay. So this one is from Steve Janke. I think I'm pronouncing the name right, but he's a common submitter through email. So this came through.
Yes.
This is kind of a short segment because we had our first time callers for the week here lined up, and then Barbara was our first repeat. So this is a submission. This is she was a canine sentry in Vietnam in 1971. It's called Enemy Point Man. Each night, another part of the base we take. And watch for Charlie and simply wait. Your mind can play tricks when you're in such a state. You're alone, afraid, far from home, and it's late. Shadows seem like men in movement coming my way. Does the next battle include me at Cam Ranh North Bay? It's silly. It's nothing at all, you see. It's only my imagination. My fear. It's just me. I've never seen a snorkel tube in the water. What's this? How long should I watch? Or just fire at will? The tube now is being blocked by a tree, now a hill. Does he get away? Are there many or just a few? I wonder what, just exactly, should I do? The platoon may now be forming, out of the water and ready to fight. Any moment now, they all could be in my sight. What to do? I know. I'll pop a flare in that direction. I do. And the man at radio control asks, what is my location? I'll secure, I routinely say, as many times before, but I'm wondering if soon fighting will be at the door. Was it a shadow or really a sighting? Was it the wire or only the lightning? Maybe somewhere an old Vietnamese soldier reflects and is writing about me when he probed the American base in his own country. And a flare was sent up to change his direction as he writes his war journal and shares his reflection. Powerful piece. Enemy Point Man, Steve Jenkins.
Wow.
Thank you for that submission, Steve. That was great.
Steve, again, another good write, another strong submission. And if you want to submit like Steve does, you can go out to the World Poetry Open Mic contact form, copy and paste your poem in there. It allows us to basically say we have permission to use your work. We don't want to break any copyright laws. Many copyright laws.
Yeah.
So, I thank you for submitting that, Steve. And that does it for this segment. Let's get another one loaded up. What are we waiting for? You're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Call now.
Bienvenue, willkommen, welcome, come on in. Lines are now open if you're calling from outside the country. Country code 1, area code 720, phone number 240-9766 to get a hold of the World Poetry Open Mic crew. That's J. Todd, Michael, and JT.
At the Hall of Doom, we are all doomed.
Woohoo! Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
Until Rapture, and then we're all saved. I'm totally.
You really think so? I don't know. In the basement here, it's going to hurt our heads.
Well,
we get a new body anyway.
There you go. We get our perfected form.
Ta-da! Sorry. All right.
So, all right. We have some new callers. We have a makeup caller from last segment. So, we're reserving the right to add a sixth person to this segment because Ola did drop. Ola, please welcome to our show.
So many times I have wandered aimlessly across unfamiliar landscapes without clear direction, searching for sanctuary, a safe place to rest my tattered spirit. I begin to question the choices I have made. Discontent drives me. I consider new beginnings, pulling up roots that are so deeply buried, allowing hopes and dreams to take flight. I see the sun rising in the distance, and I wonder if I would find renewed purpose, or like Icarus, would I too perish in its glorious blaze? Repulsed by the harsh realities that infect my dreams, I close my eyes and keep moving forward, refusing to acknowledge the ravages of time. Fear of impending darkness permeates my soul, not because I dread the darkness, but rather because I despair for the absence of light, and I weep for another sunset left behind.
Awesome piece.
Thank you. See you next week.
Yep.
See you next week. That was Ola on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. From Ola, the makeup slot from last segment, we're going to go to New York. Please welcome back to the show, Lorraine.
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. I'm a little behind. My fingers are moving fast.
Your thumbs are moving slow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's all okay. Thumbs over there. Please welcome Lorraine.
Hey, guys. Good to be back on. My, like most people, I'm probably, you know, debating what to read. So this one I wrote last week, and it's called April, and I figured this is my last shot at it. So here goes. It's short. April, I watched the snow melt, feeling what I felt so many springs ago. What is it about April? Perhaps the promises it brings, the coming warmth, the green of earth, the song a robin sings. Tradition in transition, a story for the ages. April, the in-between, the almost there, the few days more, the fragrant air. A calendar that marks the month posted on a door, exalting all the joys of spring, a festival's allure. The new guest at the table, the feast to feast our eyes upon, the sound of grace that's set in place, now that winter's finally gone. The end. Thanks again.
Excellent job, Lorraine. Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you.
That was Lorraine.
Are you having a third hour tonight? Or?
We're going to be doing, I don't know how late we're going to be going this, but we're going to be doing five at a time until we until we're done.
Cool.
And we're going to do a couple songs at the end, I think.
Yeah, song poem.
I can't wait
yeah.
to hear them. I'm going to SoundCloud or whatever .net thing, and I'll check it out.
All right.
But great to hear you guys, and great to be a part of this.
Thank you. Take care now. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Great piece from her. Great piece from everybody tonight.
So I think everybody's doing great. I'm really happy to have everybody calling in and sharing. That's what this is about. It's about community, not about, you know, any individuals, including the three of us here. It's about all of us together being able to share.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So.
Sorry, I'm a little behind.
That's all right. We're letting you catch up. We're buying you time.
I appreciate it.
Please welcome a new caller to our show. His name is Randon from Louisiana. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And you're going to share a poem with us?
Yes, I am. This is called Crab Mentality.
All right.
They say ignorance is bliss, and crabs have limited vision. So when crabs try to pull you down, it's only because they can reach you, but not grasp your vision. The wall around them is the limit of their imagination. The wall around them is all they remember, so they forget the freedom of the ocean. You can't expect a creature with only claws to know tenderness. Everything in its environment is either attacked, avoided, or eaten. So that rare crab that does begin to climb needs to make sure it remembers not to look down on the ones left behind. Bucket crabs may not have been trying to hold climbing crabs down, but thought they were saving its life. And you ain't never seen no tall crab that's despite them long legs. So every crab that made it out of the bucket did it by climbing over someone else's head. So the crab that makes it out of the bucket is forever crab from the bucket. Ignorance is bliss to crabs in the bucket, but to climbing crabs, trying to forget is torment. He'd do best remember not to forget the struggle, because the bucket crab, the climbing crab left behind, will remember him. Because now the bucket crab has finally seen someone get freedom from a toxic environment. So what would the climbing crab do to change the bucket crab's perceptions? Mr. Crab, pay it forward and curse your own future generations. Share your knowledge, share your wisdom, share your experience, but remember the bucket lesson and use discernment because you still need to protect your fellowship unless you want to just climb out of and into a bigger bucket.
Nice. What took you so long to call our show?
Man, I'm really enjoying it. I'm hearing some real nice stuff over here.
How did you hear about our show?
I think I have a friend. She has a nonprofit here. I don't know. It was somewhere on Facebook. Somebody tagged me in it and told me to come on here and call. And so I've been trying to get our local poetry group to call in, but I don't know. I just forgot till my phone started going off. I had to set on Facebook.
Awesome. I'll tell you.
You know how it is when it starts ringing on Facebook. You're like, what is that?
I know, man. Could you do me a favor? I asked another caller earlier for it. You know, since you have the local poetry group you're kind of involved in, like take a picture or do something where you invite people to come read and share, because we want to get new people calling into the show as much as possible and kind of make this a great sharing ground. So if it's something that you feel like is fun and valuable to you, please let other people know.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, you got that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Y'all keep up the good work.
All right. That was Randon from Louisiana on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. New callers. Check. Another new caller, but that's coming up later in the segment. But let's go down to Kentucky. Please welcome Philip. Hey, Philip, how you doing, brother?
I am well, young man. How are you, sir?
I am doing good. Man, I feel like I've run a sprint race.
Is that good or bad? I don't know. I mean, sometimes I can be euphoric, so...
It's a different feel to the show tonight.
Okay, well, good. Do you think the smaller segments is working, or...?
The opinion is 50-50 on this.
50-50, I got you. All right, not all the data is in. I understand. I certainly do. Well, I really appreciate you inviting me back, and I have sort of a quasi-long poem to read, if that's all right. It's about right at 40 lines, and, of course, I give it a really large title, so I'll get right to it, sir.
Okay.
All righty. This is just the title, so those intervening years between psychiatric hospitalizations when my mind wandered away as I weaned myself from various medications prescribed by elitist MDs who cared not one iota about my story but relied on oversimplified answers, not solutions, by writing scripts for poisons like lithium and haloperidol.
Just the title was a poem itself. I'm just kidding.
No, that's very good. It's you're right. A lot of information there. All right, I'll get to it. Here it is. Late dusk, city streets darken. The burning cloud light steeped in tawny tea colors, stained crimson as wine or a woman's sincere blush. Fermented drowsiness when the world is suckered by pleasant dreams and the still, eventide quiet. I recall much before mine eyes ceased their relentless scrutiny, this queer, willful consciousness, ever examining questions, sans answers, leading deeper into this grand arabesque labyrinth without escape nor end. Echoes from mumbling psychiatric corridors where strange word salad cacophony kept patients awake through the night, whispers of raw, extemporaneous poetry, syllables winged with metronomic rhythms flying away from the high, cloud-misted belfry where logic and epistemology achieve rarefied limits of human conception. Imagining alien civilizations illumined under the old street lamp copper haze, parallel universes neither near nor far away, merely occupying separate dimensions with their own nights and days. Odd landscapes where thoughts wander away into the wilderness afar, mind momentarily escaping the body, as if a Leibniz-conceived monad. The necessary thrust for escaping gravity, these dreams undressed, deconstructed into substatistical components and metamathematical curiosities, as I dare question furiously this awe-empowered omniscience. And there it is.
Again, strong piece, my friend.
I appreciate it so much, and I will make sure that I remember to do my homework assignment and get on my friend from Brazil and get her to call in and maybe share one of her poems in Portuguese.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
That would be really cool.
All right, I will do so. I hope you fellows have a good evening.
I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you much, sir. You all have a good one. Bye.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. Wow. I'm tired.
You're tired?
Not
it's
yet.
Because you feel like you're running,
I
huh?
I know, I do.
You're tired because you get up at like 3 in the freaking morning, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're tired.
Too. Yeah, but his energy doesn't, you know, doesn't yeah. work.
Right. He has
My
near,
energy works just fine.
He has you. Near wizard energy.
Yes.
Near.
Near.
Well, that's someone we haven't heard from tonight.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
She might be busy. She might be listening.
She might be listening. She might be enjoying all these new callers. And
yeah.
We're going to go right back to the phones. Please welcome online from New Hampshire, Jalorian.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I did a love poem for you earlier, and I was thinking I should do something that's really more like me. So you were talking about fear earlier.
Okay.
And I decided to go in that direction. So, this one is called Outside the Wind is Howling. Outside the wind is howling, and I dare not make a peep. How I wish it would be quiet so that I could get some sleep. But outside the wind is howling, and it sounds just like the dead. And I fear they're drawing closer, and I fear they must be fed. I pull the blankets to me, and my eyes are big and round, while the wind outside keeps howling such a loathsome, awful sound, all the moaning and the shrieking. Oh, it's more than I can bear. It seems that it surrounds me, and it comes from everywhere. And now the beast it is upon me, and its eyes are glowing red. I am certain this encounter will most surely leave me dead. Its horrid lips are spreading to a gruesome, hellish grin, as it whispers like a lover that it never was the wind.
Like that piece as well for me. Very well done.
Well, thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. That was Jalorian on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio. Holy cow. People taking up our subject of last week, facing your fears.
I think it's something that's really worthwhile, and it's worthwhile to look into, you know, and to keep exploring, and that's great.
Yeah,
I'm glad we have a place where everybody can share their inner thoughts and what they're feeling.
Absolutely, really,
you know, and someone is facing their fears because they're a first time caller. They're stepping up to the microphone. Please welcome from Alabama. He is Robert.
First time caller, sir.
Hey, you there, Robert?
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. How are you?
I am great.
Hey, it's your turn. Did you want to share a poem on World Poetry Open Mic?
Okay. Yeah, this is a poem I read about 3 years ago. It's titled Deep I Slip.
Okay.
Deep I slip into the warm gentleness of your soul, seeking the love you hold, a love eager to emerge and light up the heavens like a bright star forming in the darkness. My heart, my body, my love, eager to merge with yours, forming an inseparable bond stronger than both our past combined. I present myself to you as an offering of my love and pray that you find it acceptable, not perfect and new, but tarnished and aged. Deep I slip into the warm gentleness of your soul, seeking the love you hold, giving you all that I am and ever will be, longing to be yours. The end.
Very heartfelt piece.
Yes.
That was great.
Ah. Strong read, strong write. What took you so long to find our show?
Thank you.
So how did you hear about us?
I found you on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And just decided I would call in. Friends of mine have been saying that I need to get some of my work published or do open mic, and this is the perfect opportunity for me.
Beautiful. Thank you, and you're welcome to call back at any point in time you'd like.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to try to call back next segment.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
That was Robert on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. You know, when I first started writing, I'd have killed for a show like this. Of course, the internet wasn't really the internet back then. It was a series of bulletin board systems. But hey, what the hell, right?
Those were fun times, too.
Yes.
In the dark ages. Baud
dial-up
in
modem.
The dark ages.
Before the empire.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, what a horrible sound.
Oh, that's
right. It was the handshake.
That was you doing the...
It was established. Yeah, it was a horrible rendition of a modem making the handshake to another
modem. I think we should do an album of JT doing impersonations of electronics.
I don't think we should. That'd be awesome. That would be a horrible, horrible album.
Modem.
We should do those between segments on my album. We should just have you do like...
Oh, there we go.
It's like, and then I got hit by a laser. Woo, 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 woo.
You guys are weird. All right.
Okay.
This makes us weird, man.
People kind of set the tone. I wasn't going to read this tonight, but a lot of people are doing subject matter pertaining to our discussion last week of facing your fears. This poem's not going to make me any friends, especially close to here at home. It did win a gold trophy, though, and that's why I'm going to share it with you guys tonight. I feel like a turtle out of the shell reading this. Just bear in mind that I'm me and I'm not going to change. So this is entitled, and it's kind of fitting, it would have been his 30th birthday. This is entitled, Pedophile. A demon has been let loose in my chest. I feel that somehow I cannot contain. I'm now facing one of life's greatest tests, anger and heartache driving me insane. My job as a father always comes first. I've made that clear time and time again. The deeds you committed were the worst, caving in to your drunken carnal sin. Pedophile, child molester, now your poor choices have driven me mad. Though you're gone, my anger doth fester, even though I passed my test as a dad. And now your ashes reside on a shelf. I regret now not killing you myself.
Man.
And there it is.
I want to applaud you for writing it. Applause doesn't feel like the appropriate response to that piece. But I know where it's all coming from.
Yeah. So, all right. With that, let's just go to another break. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. Next segment, call now.
What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call. 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Yes, you are. The next evolution in poetry radio. Just wanted to catch you off guard,
well,
my friend.
Well, you did it, and you succeeded.
Wow. You know, I want to apologize for that.
No.
The prompt for the poetry contest that I was in with that was dark without vulgarity. And I think I accomplished.
Yes, you did.
Well, I won gold. Of course I accomplished it.
But yeah, but you... Still.
Yeah. I just delved in an area of my life I don't like to write about very often.
Right.
Post or anything like that. So there you go. My therapy session. You guys can all collect a quarter from me because my therapy session is now complete.
There you go. See?
Bravo. All right. We've got five more lined up. Wow. Holy cow.
And we guess what? Five more different states.
No. There's a repeat state.
There is. I'm sorry. I'm blind.
All right. So we have a gypsy on the line. Not the gypsy that we've known from the past from Louisiana. This is Gypsy from Texas. Hello, Gypsy.
Hey, how are ya?
Doing good. Welcome to our show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. My goodness, I caught you guys on Facebook, and I said, hello, I got to get these guys. Hello, I love your format. I got to tell you that. I'm a talk show host myself.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I host a show called Gypsy Poet Radio, and I just interview a wide spectrum of people all over the industry, but whenever I see a poetry reading, I really can't resist that.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, absolutely. I've been writing poetry for as long as I can remember, and this poem that I want to read to you this evening is a very special piece because I was writing this the evening that my father was recovering from open-heart surgery, and this was kind of one of those things that had saved my sanity at the time.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little longer than the others, but I really do hope you appreciate it. This is called The View, the City. City lights shining out my window in the evening like a glowing sequined handbag. As the moonbeams bless the town with the colors of the spectrum, the city awakens at night ready to party, and the street lights dance, flickers of red, yellow, and green. Cars riding along the roads and highways add to the blissful dance and the party in the streets, clubs and bars filled with performers, good times, and drinking buddies. Blinking signs of ads from vacancies to commercial campaigns blaze. The stagnant lights of the liquor stores and pharmacies add just the right touch, that wink of trouble in the air, to the energy of what one can find in the city at night. Ugh, the magic of moonbeams. The moonbeams that awaken the lights in the city at night. The moonbeams that bless the cigar-filled rooms with the drinks of brandy and gin, a pianist, a jazz singer, a bass player, saxophonist, a trumpeter, all playing out the colors blessed by these moonbeams of the night. Such blessings in the moonbeams are awakened by the lights outside, both moving and stagnant. The clubs, the liquor and drug stores around the corner, the streetlights dancing, and the cars' lights twirling on the roads. From the top floor, I'm looking down to see heaven. The colors shine, the lights gleam, the cars dance, the scene takes my breath away. The city glows, the lights move, the cars dance, the night awakens. The spark of excitement of the theaters, a blue candlelit dinner at the Mad Hatter's Tea Room, or a quiet drive in the downtown district or the historical part of town. The beauty of it all lies in the blessings and the moonbeams lighting up the town, finding the city lights shining and glimmering on my face. The city awakens at night, and with that in mind, my dreams become a reality by this sight. The colors blink, beam, and shine, all showing diverse signs, for different reasons, but contributing a touch of unity and continuity to this entity, this life we call the City of San Antonio.
I like that one. Well done. I'm so glad you called our show.
I'm happy too. I'm very glad.
Please don't stop calling our show. I really like your work.
Oh, thank you very much. Granted, I've written shorter works, but this one I felt the need to read because this is from my second book that I just read. It's called Mysterium, and I've published my first two books by myself. I did them via Create Space, and now you can get them worldwide, both in Barnes & Noble and Amazon and any other bookstore around the world. And I'm releasing now with a publisher called Vistanium Publishing, and this is about the ordeal that I've been facing. I heard about the segment from last week that you've been talking about on your show about facing your fears.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I wanted to briefly discuss with you that my dad is a cancer survivor. And my entire volume is called, this next one coming out is called A Shine, The San Antonio Mysteries. And what it's about how the city of San Antonio, from the panoramic windows of the top floors of each hospital that I visited where my dad was, where my dad was getting his care from. You see, my father had recovered from cancer. And he beat it, thankfully so. But last year, 11 months ago, actually, around May 2nd, he slipped into a coma.
Mm.
And so for quite a number of months, we have been going from hospital to hospital to hospital because he had several different procedures done while in that coma. And so in that time period, to protect my heart, my mind, and my sanity, I found solace in looking outside the windows of these hospitals from the top floor, and I found inspiration. Granted, I'm a musician, I'm a classically trained pianist, and, you know, well, only one hospital in my town has a piano.
Gotcha.
Yes, all the other places, actually, I found solace in on the top floors of those hospitals, and I just would watch San Antonio dancing, and it served as an inspiration to me.
Beautiful. So I have a special favor I'd like to ask you. You said you're a radio host as well?
Yes, sir.
Are you part of the World Poetry Open Mic community on Facebook?
Actually, I'm not. This is my first step into such a thing.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go out to facebook.com/worldpoetryopenmic. And when you get there, post on our page a link to your show. I would love to listen to what you put out there.
Right. What's the name of your show?
My show is called Gypsy Poet Radio. You can Google it. I'm pretty much everywhere. And I love what I do. It's a passion of mine.
Okay.
I have, yes. And so, granted, like I said, I'm a musician, and that's why I started it, because I wanted to give something to people, and I'll tell you what it is. It's very hard to make it in the entertainment industry as we know it. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to provide an open door or a stepping stone for people who want to do something with their talent. And
yes.
So as much as I want to do something with my talent, I thought to myself, why don't I give back and hold their hand every step of the way to their credibility?
Awesome. So put the link on our Facebook page. I would love to check out your show. And I hope you call us next week.
You bet I will. I'd be more than happy to.
Excellent. That was Gypsy from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Just kidding.
Misfire. There we go.
Oh. Man.
We are the radio show that other radio show hosts call. You know that now with Barbara calling us. I'm totally kidding. That's my ego coming through. Sorry about that.
It's okay. We're nothing but egomaniacal jerks here anyway. You know that, right? That's all we do. We sit here out of evilosity.
Evilosity.
It's kind of like luminosity, isn't it?
Mm.
But I mean, luminosity is an actual word, but evilosity is kind of a bastardized word. Mm. Which is appropriate.
So,
no.
We're going to go from Texas back up to the poetry state. Someone we haven't heard from all night. I'm looking forward to hear from him now. Please welcome Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Evilosity, huh?
Evilosity, yes.
Okay. I got one for you tonight.
All right.
It's called Cell Block 6. Lots of voices echoing, but too damn few walking their talk. Always so many promises that this is the way. This is the way to be. This is what counts, to live, to dream. And I exist and survive and count each second that passes as a win-win. Because it's what I have, what I can do, what keeps me human. I have a heart still. I do. And many have touched it. And many have held it. And still others have squeezed and squeezed till it's dripped red. And it's been raw and shattered so hard that pieces still fall in the night skies. And people wish on each flaming piece as their falling star. I watch the skies from my barred eyes still, and listen to God's teardrops fall as they will. Cell Block 6.
Well,
anyway, guys, I'm glad you got so many new callers calling in. That's what the show needs to actually grow.
Correct, and we're already coming up with ideas to correct the problem. Yeah, like I said, we're already coming up with ideas to correct the problem that we're dealing with. I'm sorry that you and Ola feel slighted. I did not intend that at all.
None of us did.
Well, fair enough.
And trust me, Mike puts the tool in retooling.
Well, it's life as it goes. But like I said, the idea is, I want to see you guys grow, and if it means the old-timers sit back and listen a little bit, then I'll sit back and listen a little bit.
I wouldn't call you an old-timer.
hell, man. I'm over here again. But anyway, I like you guys. Take care now.
Thank you, Chris, for your support. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. I'm sorry about that tool crack. I'm sorry for that.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's been
just trying to keep things
light. It's been a nice night.
Yes, so it has far. Been. Lots it's of been great very poetry.
Mm-hmm. I'm very encouraged by a lot of the new callers we have calling in and sharing things. I love seeing the show expand. I love seeing the show kind of be found by new people who are understanding that it's a platform that they can really use to share, and the people who bring them in. And
we
and
should
help
do a nightly
good.
Show.
I don't think we're going to do a nightly show. I think I'm going to take some people's heads off before we do a nightly show.
I'm totally playing, guys.
I know you are.
I'm
just saying.
The house bunch is just like, what the?
No, it's not going to happen.
All right, so let's bring on
if
another
if they
want to
pay us, we'll do it.
That'd be awesome.
Anybody want us to do that?
There you go.
All right.
So we've got another new caller. This one, well, he's a returning caller, but new to us tonight. Please welcome James from Texas.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, not much. What's up with you?
Never much, just enduring the rain.
Uh-huh. Texas rain, there's nothing like it. It's like bathwater falling on you.
Yeah, we got a tornado warning. It's all good.
Oh, well, we're not in Kansas anymore, are we?
Be careful.
And I'm not right. Dorothy wouldn't be here if she had to be.
So
I got a poem for y'all called Breaking the Silence. Breaking the Fever, I'm sorry.
All right.
It says, grimly dim was your tiny light, and it turned even less than that. What has happened here, dear one? As yesterday, you were aglow as fire. But today, your dad, dog, and deity have died, although your tomorrow's full of ghosts reflecting. Are you strong enough to sever fact from fiction, then burning the midnight oil with understanding?
Very well done, James.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate that. Good work.
Thanks, y'all. Y'all have a great night.
You as well, and hopefully we'll hear from you next week.
Yeah, man. I'll check it out.
Beautiful.
I'll be there.
That was James from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow.
Got a little happy. A
little premature. Think about baseball. From James in Texas, we're going to be going to a returning new caller, new to our show tonight. Please welcome Michael from Maryland.
Mike from Maryland. Hi, guys. Glad you have me back.
I'm glad you're back.
What? That's actually the title of my next poem. It's called "And We're Back."
Nice.
So I'd really like to share with y'all. This is "And We're Back." The days of greedy men allowing this or that to come into this world are coming to an end. Change is coming, pushing profits ahead like dolphins jumping in a bow wake the size of a tidal wave. The multitude, the masses have awoken. Those heroes of old, reborn, are moving of their own volition toward God's good works. This is universal renaissance, a force of nature which is 1,000 times more powerful than revolution ever could be. We will have our freedom now and forever. All those who dare to prejudge, those who cast stones in the name of the Lord, will find naught but dust in their mouths, their words falling flat and useless like the empty dirt of the driest deserts. God's grace will shine through those barricades, and His word will rip through their conventions like fire through paper walls. Paper walls which even now they pile a mile high. But I ask you, brothers and sisters, who shall separate us from God's love? The end.
Like that piece. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my new friends on there gave me a compliment, said my last poem was that fire.
Well, so I decided to actually, and I didn't think so. I thought it was mild, so I decided to heat it up a little bit with this one.
Yeah. Felt the flames on that one, my brother.
All right. Well, I want to get off here and let someone else share, or however y'all want to do it. But right. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Mike. That was Mike from Maryland on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right, so I want to apologize. I kind of misspoke. We actually have 2 weeks to retool and come back at it because we're doing a best of show next week. Taking a week off to kind of recharge our batteries and now brainstorm. So we're going to do one more caller before we wrap up with a little special Studio X that we've kind of planned by committee. So please welcome to the line from Alabama. He is Robert. Robert, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Okay, yeah, I feel honored that I was able to get in twice tonight.
I'm telling you, you must have the fastest fingers in the West, or South, as the case may be.
Okay. One more poem to share with you. The title of this poem is You Complete Me. Hold me close to you. Feel the love you release. Know the passion that exists for only you. Hear the heart that beats in perfect timing with yours. A heart that holds fast to what is now just a fading memory. Not obsession or infatuation, but a bonding of our souls. Unworthy of your attention, but eager and willing to seek it. Unworthy of your love, but eager and willing to earn it. Unworthy of you, but eager and willing to give all that I am in my quest for you. I place my life in a holding pattern with unimaginable, undying hope that the prayers and supplications that once brought you to me will once again bring you back to my lonely, empty arms. You and you alone are my most vital and missing piece. You complete me. The end.
A heart burgeoning with love, my friend. Very well done.
Yes, thank you very much.
Awesome.
I'm hopelessly in love.
Well, you know, there's only one way to be in love, and that's hopelessly. I'm still mad crazy about my wife after 21 years, so I get it, brother.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. Stick with it. She will be yours.
All right. Well, I hope y'all have a good week.
All right. And I hope we hear from you next week as well, Robert.
Well, two.
2 weeks. Sorry. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I will be back. I promise.
Awesome. And you might be back next week, depending on how quickly I can cut up the show and make the best of.
Okay.
All right. That was Robert on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So, next week would have been the first week of the month. We're going to go ahead and cancel After Dark until June.
We're just going to move it 1 week.
No. We'll just cancel it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, we'll do After Dark the first week in June. So, don't fear. After Dark hasn't gone away completely.
Don't get your slowly coming off panties in a bunch. We're moving it
well
to next
month, my friend. Well said.
It's funny. I didn't even say it. You said it. So don't blame me.
No. The
you can blame for all kinds of stuff.
The slowness of it. Oh, like just put your panties in a bunch, man. Just throw them off to the side and
okay. Call it. Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, I was overprepared. I actually had two extra poems I was going to read of mine tonight.
See?
I know. I talk about being way prepared.
Well, it's okay.
That's all right.
So,
that's right.
I'm going to, he's going to read something.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to kind of slip over here. I'm going to try to go and do that remote broadcast from Studio X.
Do you have the transportation device?
I think, let me get my guitar here.
All right.
You got it?
Yep.
You ready?
All right, let's try. And, hello?
Holy cow.
That worked really well.
The seat next to me is empty.
Awesome. Where is it? All right. It's totally somewhere else.
All right. So, I heard this about 3 years ago, and I knew I had to read it. I read it one other time on the air back when we were at the KZKO. This is entitled Reincarnation by Wallace McRae. And this is in celebration of National Poetry Month, or excuse me, Cowboy Poetry Week during National Poetry Month. So this was by cowboy poet Wallace McRae. What does reincarnation mean? A cowpoke asked his friend. His pal replied, it happens when your life has reached its end. They comb your hair, wash your neck, clean your fingernails, and lay you in a padded box away from life's travails. The box in you goes in a hole that's been dug into the ground. Reincarnation starts when you're planted neath a mound. Them clods melt down just like your box and you who is inside, and then you're just beginning on a transformation ride. In a while the grass will grow upon your rendered mound, till someday your moldered grave a lonely flower is found. And say a hoss should wander by and graze upon this flower that once was you, but now has become your vegetative flower. The posy that the hoss done ate up with his other feed makes bone and fat and muscle essential to the steed. But some is left that he can't use, and so it passes right on through and finally lays upon the ground this thing that once was you. Then say by chance I wanders by and I see this upon the ground, and I ponders and wanders at this object that I had found. I thinks about reincarnation of life and death and such, and come away with the conclusion, JT, you haven't changed that much. Sorry, really.
It's all right.
I did that twice now.
It's all right.
I'm laughing from the another dimension right now. I laugh like my brother now.
That is so amazing.
Funny thing is, I hear laughter like that in my house when I'm at home alone at 3 a.m.
I don't want to ask that question. Why do you still live there if you hear that?
I think I'd be moving, yeah.
Yeah, I would be moving too. You guys mind if I do a couple songs to close this out?
I don't mind at all. Not at all. In fact, I would enjoy it.
Okay. Well, here's going to be, I'm going to do one cover and one original. And so I'll do the cover first.
All right.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and stars and there's no one to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I could never do you wrong. Known it from the moment that we met, there's no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. The storms are raging on the rolling sea, and on the harp the winds of change are blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing,
like me is. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. There ain't nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth with you to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
All right. Thank you. I don't know what happened there.
Wow.
Never played that one before.
That's all right.
It's a nice song. Good. Nice song, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
All right. So this one, this next one is, since it's cowboy poetry, yeah, week, right?
And you are a member of the Western Music Hall of Fame.
Very roundabout way. Yes, I am, actually. That's true.
So.
So I was playing with the Flying W, and we were doing a cowboy gospel album, and we had these different songs, and I had written a few that we were going to put on the record, and then it kind of came out to the management, and everybody were saying, let's just only do traditional ones, tried and true songs we know everybody's going to want. If they can look down the list and know every song, they're going to want to buy the CD. So a lot of these kind of, and some of the recordings have pushed aside. This is one of the ones that really hasn't been debuted at all.
Okay.
That I wrote for them. And it's a cowboy gospel song. It's called Prairie Paradise.
All right.
Here we go. I lay on my back and watch the clouds flying. When the sun goes down, I close my eyes. Some men dream for endless fame and fortune. Me, I dream of a prairie paradise where I can ride and pray among whispers, hear the silence that breaks with every dawn. As I lay here, I put my life in your hands. Dear Lord, make it a prairie paradise. The breath of your words like breath to my lungs. In every field, every brook, reflections of your eyes. Now I wonder, oh, how I wonder, will ever I see sweet prairie paradise where I can ride and pray whispers, hear the silence that breaks with every dawn. As I lay here, I put my life in your hands. Dear Lord, make it a prairie paradise. Dear Lord, make it a prayer paradise. Thank you.
I like that piece.
Thanks a lot.
That needs pretty to be on an album.
Yeah. Well, it almost was.
Well,
not quite yet.
You could always put it on an album.
When I decide to make a cowboy album.
Hey.
Hey, I gave you the perfect stick to do. Can you bring them back from Studio X?
Okay, hang on.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get in the thing before you trip my foot's
no,
in it.
No, the hover cart's not working tonight.
No.
He's got to teleport you.
Hang on.
Okay, ready? 1 second. Ready?
Here we go.
Wait. He should be back. Although, look!
Yeah, he's not pretty to look at. It's nice to have him next to me when I'm talking so I can see him.
How come no one told me my ass was this big?
All right. I gave you the solution to that. You need to get a wrestling like hood, mask, a luchador's mask. You need to record your every photograph you do for the album, do with the luchador's mask on, and call yourself the Lost Wrangler.
The Lost Wrangler? I got pictures of myself kind of staring off, mystified into the distance, like, where the hell am I?
And why do I have this mask?
Why do I have a cowboy shirt that's like the American flag on?
The last time I woke up and had chaps and a whip around me was a totally different situation.
Wow.
Oh. All right. So that does it for our show. For Michael Amadee, the Hasquatch, and myself, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Stick with us. We're going to retool this. We're going to make this work. Until next time, 2 weeks from now, stay close. We're going to do a best of next week. Thank you. Good night, Jefferson Thomas, wherever you're at.